Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbaugh. LeBron's season ended last night. But on the bright side, he doesn't have to work today.
I'm Frank Isola. Apparently, neither does Tony.
Oops. Oops.
He said he'll work until the Lakers are eliminated. We thought it would be in July. Little did we know it was going to be early June.
He thought it was going to be in July, certainly, in the end of July at that, knowing Tony and how much he idolizes LeBron. Welcome to PTI. Tony almost made it through a full week of work, but he tapped out of today's show. So joining me, fortunately, is our great friend, Mr. Frank Isola.
Not that loud today.
No, sounds like half the fans stayed up late for that game last night and didn't get up to clap for you. We begin with the end of the season for the defending champions. Devin Booker rained 47 points to lead the Suns over the Lakers in six. LeBron put up 29, 9, and 7, but an injured Anthony Davis could muster nothing in 5 minutes, 0, 1, and 1. Frank, your thoughts on what we watched in last night's game?
Well, of course, Anthony Davis, I give him a lot of credit for going out there. Clearly, it wasn't going to happen for him. I almost feel like he felt he needed to go out there to kind of prove to people that he was hurt. And obviously that it wasn't going to happen. But this is the coming out party for the Phoenix Suns. And you mentioned Devin Booker. He's a bona fide star. And this wasn't even a game, Michael. It was 48-19 with less than 8 minutes to go in the first half. What surprised me, I was going to be surprised if Phoenix went back home tied at 2-2 and they accomplished that. But they blew him out in game five without Anthony Davis. The Lakers didn't have anything in game six without Anthony Davis. I just couldn't believe how easy it was for the Phoenix Suns, who, let's face it, after 10 years of nothing, they have arrived.
To build those margins, Frank, in games five and six.
Yeah.
36 points in game five. They got that lead up to. And then last night, they got it up to 28 or 29 even, I think.
Yep.
And look, I've been hanging on everything the Suns have done even before trading, acquiring Chris Paul. But once they got Chris Paul, you figure, okay, maybe they'll be a 5 or 6 seed. They'll finally break this hold of not getting into the playoffs. They kill it. They finish with the second best record in the league and then to do this in the playoffs. And you know what, Frank, I'm always a believer in at some point in a series, each team knows who the best team is. And then they play accordingly the rest of the way. The Suns figured that out in game five. They had a couple of moments last night that were a little shaky when the Lakers got to 10. But Booker, he wears Be Legendary in a tattoo on his arm. That comes from Kobe Bryant, the late, great Kobe Bryant, who, like so many players in the league, Devin Booker idolized Kobe. And they had a conversation at the end of Kobe's career, early in Devin's career. And Kobe almost demanded of him, be legendary. You got to put in the work. You got to have all the small details in your control. You've got to follow the process. Don't take any shortcuts. And Devin Booker is driven by that. So on the floor that his idol played on, he goes out and has this game. This is a coming out game. He's had 70 points in the game. Fine. This is the playoffs. This is against LeBron James.
Elimination
game. Wow. Yeah. I was impressed by it more than surprised, I guess.
Yeah. And he even said that he thought about Kobe. I wonder what Kobe was thinking about with the Lakers last night, which was just brutal. I'm glad you mentioned the regular season, because if you go back to the bubble, they played 8 games and they won all 8 of them. It almost served as a mini training camp for them. And this year, finishing with the second best record, it still meant something. And this organization with Monty Williams, and I covered Monty when he played for the New York Knicks. Monty is a very serious, tough-minded guy. They went out with Monty Williams and Chris Paul, and they became a rock solid franchise. Mike, this franchise was going nowhere. Yeah, they had good players. It's just viewed differently. And I think a lot of that has to do with Monty Williams, the coach, and also Chris Paul.
Agreed. Totally agreed, Frank. And that tag team combination with Booker not just wanting to have demands placed on him by the veteran star, Chris, but also wanting to be coached hard. I mean, let's face it now. This generation's got a lot of great talents. Not all of them want to be coached. I mean, Booker wants to be coached. His father coached him hard. His dad played for 15 years of pro basketball, most of it in Europe. And now he's got a coach that's totally in that mindset and a teammate. And it's an incredible transformation to watch.
Yeah. And who are we kidding? Where were the Phoenix Suns before Michael Wilbon and Chris Paul joined forces in Phoenix? Come on. Everything has changed for that franchise. All right. Anthony Davis says his offseason motivation will be to come back strong to prove that last year wasn't a fluke. And while LeBron will have the full summer to rest, he'll be 37 next season, his 19th in the league. Mike, do you think we've seen LeBron James's last title?
You know what, Frank? I just don't know. If we looked at it in the old way, these things were defined, right? Were you going to stay with your team and play it out for the most part? I'd say no, but LeBron has still got so much left. Look at the game he had last night. You know, look at game LeBron had last night with the 29-9-7. And so it's not like LeBron's like on E, because he's not. But what about that team? Anthony Davis, is he ever going to be healthy for 75 games and the playoffs?
Nope.
That's a fair question to ask. And I don't know if he is or not. But they have some questions to answer about that support cast, right? And how they're going to play in LeBron's role and how much does he feel like he can carry. He's going to have a real offseason this time. He did not have one last year.
Yeah. And I'll never admit to saying this, but maybe with Anthony Davis, maybe go into the season thinking 65 to 72 games. He has played 75 games twice in his career. But you look at LeBron, he has played 266 playoff games. That's three extra seasons. And when he plays, he's playing 40 minutes tonight. I think he's out there over these last couple of games thinking, you know what, guys? I'm 36 years old. Somebody else out here has to help me. And they went out and they got Dennis Schroeder, which was supposed to be an upgrade. Montrezl Harrell. Remember when they got Andre Drummond? Everybody said, how unfair it is.
Harrell barely plays.
With Anthony Davis on one leg. So I also think in an NBA where there's player movement, I still think he's going to have 2 years where he can chase one more. But he's going to need help because this team, it's not going to do it.
Player movement. I'm not presuming LeBron's moving, but I got to go to one thing.
No.
And this is as much a question, Frank, as a statement. LeBron James is the face of this league. I don't care how old he is. He's the face of the league. He, in a lot of ways, is the conscience of the league. And one of the things I tell my son about watching LeBron is he does the right thing on the court always. And his demeanor, how gracious he is after games. And I wondered, so 2 games ago in game 5, LeBron walks off while his team is still playing, walks off the court. And I'm thinking, okay, maybe he's going to get early treatment. And then last night, I don't know because I've not been able to – I don't know whether he had to talk to Chris Paul. They're too close. Maybe they can do that later by text or phone conversation. That's fine. But LeBron James off the court quickly. What is that? I don't get that.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Well, as I had players point out to me last night, foreign players, it's not a good look. He can't be out there another minute or two. And, Frank, that's true. And I'm questioning. I wish I could ask LeBron. We have less contact with ever right now after, during the pandemic with athletes. I'd like to, because LeBron always has answers for these things, but I want to hear an answer about that. That's what I want to hear.
Yeah. And I agree. And I also think, we've seen Tom Brady do it. We've seen Bill Belichick after they lose big games. They walk off, don't shake hands. I think it's something you should do. Watching the end of that Portland-Denver game, you see the exchange among the players.
It was like a hockey line. It was
exactly.
like a hockey when line. You, they really yeah. complimented
And you're the
each other.
Signature guy of the league. I think it sets a good example. I get his frustration. To me, though, LeBron leaving at the end of game 5 last night, it's almost like he wants to distance himself from everything that's going on with this team.
And I'm not saying it's right.
I think that's why he's doing it.
But Frank, that was a presumption I was starting to make. And I was going to say, LeBron James, as much as any player in sports today, any sport, deserves some benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
But it's not a good look. I mean, again, people have wondered about this, and because he has comported himself so spectacularly when we talk about on-court and basketball issues over 2 decades, you go, what was this? Or maybe there was a reason. You're looking for something because that's not him. It's not a great look, I don't think.
No.
We have a huge series starting in the East tomorrow night. The Milwaukee Bucks took 2 of 3 from the Brooklyn Nets during the regular season, but the Nets never played with their big three all on the floor together. Now they face each other in a best-of-7. Frank, both of these teams well. Are the Nets the clear favorites in your mind?
No, but I do think there's a very good chance a team that wins this series could be the NBA champion. Now, the Brooklyn Nets against Boston, and they were really never threatened, even though they lost a game. The big three, Kevin Durant, James Harden, Kyrie Irving, they averaged 85 points per game in that series. But really, Boston without Jaylen Brown, there wasn't really much resistance. It's a much different Milwaukee team than the one that was up 2-0 against Toronto in the conference finals and lost, the one that, failed in the bubble. Remember, they went and beat Miami in a sweep. I don't care what kind of trouble Miami is having. That's impressive to do. And the addition of Jrue Holiday, that makes everything different. Go back to game 1 against Miami. It was Chris Middleton who hit the big shot. Then Jrue Holiday dominated on both ends of the court. It allowed Giannis to kind of be Giannis as opposed to just give him the ball and hope that he could run through 5 guys and get to the basket. So they beat him twice, Michael, in April. Milwaukee did, and this was in Milwaukee. But James Harden didn't play in either one of those games.
Yeah, I'm discounting the regular season because I can't just figure out what those guys mean. But I'm looking at Milwaukee like you as a team that we studied over these past three seasons, right? And you add P.J. Tucker and Middleton in a role that's more comfortable for him and Drew Holiday. One, you have got guys with some real physical and mental toughness.
That's right.
And they can apply it on the defensive end and they're not – afraid of it. They're into it. And what this does is Giannis can also sort of be freer about his defensive mentality and mindset because he's a great defender. What you need to do, and people keep saying, well, nobody's going to defend Brooklyn. I don't believe that necessarily. Nobody's going to stop Brooklyn, but you got to make them work harder to score and score less and less
easily. And Milwaukee
easily.
Did that.
Right. And Milwaukee's done that. And I think Milwaukee can do that. I'm going to make you pick two. But because of all I just said, I don't doubt the greatness, the genius, the offensive genius of Brooklyn. I don't doubt it. But I'm picking Milwaukee in this series in six games because I think Brooklyn's going to see a different dog than they've seen so far anytime this season.
When they played the two games in Milwaukee, Blake Griffin actually did a pretty good job on Giannis. That Sunday afternoon game that they won, Giannis was 1-for-5 down the stretch, and that's almost one when Kevin Durant missed a three-pointer at the end. But I think you're going to see a lot of Durant on Giannis late in the game. One thing about Brooklyn, Jeff Green, you know Jeff Green. He has that plantar injury. He was on a walking boot the last game. He wasn't wearing it. I don't know if he's going to play. Believe me when I tell you. I understand it's about the big three. He is an important player to that team. I just think the Brooklyn Nets have a little too much offense. I think having that home game, game seven, will be the difference.
Yeah, let's not forget Joe Harris. And Jeff Green. Yeah. I mean, Brooklyn's also deep. It's not just the big three. It's the big three, and they got a procession of dudes who can play. But I just think Milwaukee, and it's heartbreak. We've seen that too, Frank. Teams need – they don't want the heartbreak, obviously, but when they get it, the teams that respond usually go further the next year or two. 2 years later from Milwaukee now. Let's take a break. But coming up, will the Clippers win in Dallas tonight and force a game seven?
And the man himself, Fernando Tatis Jr., created a memorable moment last night. Will he make another one tonight?
He's
don't forget about DiVincenzo's not playing, so they're going to need Pat Connaughton to make some shots.
Connaughton can also play D. Connaughton's a pretty good two-way
Forbes.
Player.
They need Forbes
one
to
way.
Make shots.
He's got that one way that he's going.
It's a good way.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to the PTI Psychic Hotline, where we put the ESPN ESPN. Phone lines are open. Speak up. Who's first?
Mike and Frank, thanks for taking my call. Do you see the Clippers winning tonight in Dallas to force the game seven?
No, I don't see that, Frank. I think the Mavericks are – I think they're on red alert now. They know how much they stunk in their last two home games. And that's become a star-studded crowd. You know, now with all these former Cowboys and your Cowboys, how about them Cowboys? Because they don't stay in the playoffs very long themselves, so they might want to learn and see how that's done. I see Luka Doncic. If he is physically better, if he feels physically like he did the other night, I think we're looking at a Mavericks closeout at home in Big D.
Yeah, I'm off that Clippers train. I've been on it too long. Every time they disappoint me. How about the last game? Luka either scored or assisted on 31 of the Mavs' 37 baskets. It's incredible. Crazy. You can make the case right now, Michael, that of all the teams playing at this moment, he is the best player. He is playing as well as any player, and they can't do anything against him defensively, and that's supposed to be one of the strengths of this team.
Yes.
With Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. I don't get it.
You would think that those two guys, with the addition of a smart coaching staff,
yep.
those two that's guys right. would get this, would do a better job. I mean, okay, so Luka's going to get his. He's a great player. He's probably a future MVP. But you don't let him yeah. dominate you like that. And in L.A., that's all that happened. So now, who knows? Maybe it's just a yeah. road series and the road dog wins, but I'm going with
that. And if they lose, get Doc Rivers on the phone. I want to hear what he has to say about the Clippers going out in the first round. Remember, they blamed yeah. him for everything last year.
That's right. Yeah. Who's next?
Hi, Mike. Hi, Phil and Frank. Do you see Fernando Tatis Jr. doing more special stuff against the Mets again tonight?
Yeah, why not? Like, whose crystal ball doesn't have that? How could you not see that? I mean, the home run last night wasn't even a special thing he did. I mean, it should have been hauled back in. You can see that hits the middle of the glove and the wall knocks it out. But, Frank, it's the play at home where the ball gets about 12 feet away from the catcher. Look, by the way, that's bigger than Miami's turnover chain down at the U, whatever that emblem. Like, he's wearing a hubcap around his neck.
Do you want him doing that? You want him colliding with the pitcher like that at home plate?
You know what? This is how he's got to play. This part Pete Rose, his part Bo Jackson. Not as elegant as King Griffey Jr., but it's like Jackie Robinson as well. And he's bigger and stronger than El Mago. He's just spectacular. You can't take your eyes off of him.
By the way, he hit his 17th home run. Like you said, it was kind of aided over the fence. But he's the youngest player, 22 years or younger, to have 17 home runs in his first 40 games. By the way, the game tomorrow night, it's going to be Tatis against Jacob DeGrom. That's the matchup you want to watch.
That's pretty good. You want to watch Tatis whenever you can see him. Got some dude with the ERA of 6 tonight. The phone lines are closed, people. Hang up. Let's take one last break. But in our future, I see us discussing the end of the season for Dame Lillard and the Portland Trailblazers.
And will the Canadiens retaliate against the Jets tonight?
I got it wrong when I had the New York Rangers not retaliating against the Capitals a few weeks ago. I watched that game.
It was great. The minute the puck dropped.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Time to get happy, people. Happy birthday this weekend to John Carlos and Tommy Smith, Saturday and Sunday, respectively. It's true that a great many people, specifically athletes, are leading the way in this current social justice revolution, and some are making great sacrifices. But none of them sacrificed the way Carlos and Smith did in 1968 at the Summer Olympics in Mexico City, when they stood on the podium, having finished first and third in the 200-meter dash, with each having raised a black-gloved fist to protest racism back at home in the USA. Each was removed from the Olympic team by US officials. Each was blackballed as punishment. And it's taken decades for people to even understand they were protesting bigotry, not the flag. It seems that Colin Kaepernick, the more updated face of that kind of protest in America, does understand that the shoulders he stands on, long before he knelt, belonged to, among others, Jesse Owens, Jackie Robinson, Arthur Ashe, John Carlos, and Tommy Smith.
You know, the third man on that podium was the Australian silver medalist, Peter Norman. He wore a patch out of a show of solidarity that said the Olympic Project for Human Rights. And in 2006, when he passed away, both Smith and Carlos, they flew to Melbourne, Australia, and they served as pallbearers for his funeral. In fact, Carlos has said over the years, that's my white brother.
I visited with Carlos recently, and Frank, he talked about that and Peter Norman so emotionally and with such great appreciation. Yeah. Happy anniversary, Gar Hurd, on this day 45 years ago in Game 5 of the NBA Finals. The Phoenix Suns forward hit a jumper from the top of the key with less than a second left, stunning the Boston Garden fans and sending the game into a third overtime, dubbed the Shot Hurd Round the World. It was only temporary glory for the Suns as the Celtics eventually won the game and the series. And nearly as famous as the shot was Brent Musburger losing his mind on that broadcast, which really was an appropriate series of screams more than a call. And it's the shot, the game, and the drama which for some of us defined the beginning of obsession with springtime playoff basketball.
That's right. You know, the decade started with Jerry West, Game 3 against the Knicks in 70, tying the game up with a half-court shot. That game goes into overtime, and the Lakers lose. That's why the Gar Hurd shot, Jerry West. That's why Ray Allen shot. They won that game. I'm going to put that one just above those other two.
Great, great, great finishes. Happy trails to the Portland Trail Blazers, who had a 14-point lead, Frank, late in the third before Denver caught fire and eliminated the Blazers in Portland in Game 6. As great as he was in the series, averaging 34 points a game, it's absurd to think that Dame time would have lasted an entire fourth quarter. The Trail Blazers shot just 5-for-18 in that fourth, and not even the great Dame was a match for presumptive MVP Nikola Jokic. Lillard posted this on Instagram after the game. And now, Frank, we got to wonder if it's going to be happy trails to these very exciting but flawed Blazers as we've come to know them these past few years.
Yeah, Dame was 1-for-9 in the second half. You know what? He's got 3 years left on his contract. I'm still going to try to build around him. I am not getting rid of the face of my franchise. Not doing it. Sorry.
I'm not letting him go anywhere. Too valuable. Nope. One quick observation. LeBron James met with Devin Booker in a hallway for a post-game picture and a chat. That is at least good to hear. What do they say? Game recognizes game.
Yeah.
You want to see that at least. We're running out of show. Let's go to the big finish. The NHL suspended Mark Scheifele for 4 games on his hit of Jake Evans. Will the Canadians still retaliate tonight?
You know, that's not really the Canadians' way, but I think they'll be a little bit more aggressive. They don't want to get suspended themselves. Serena Williams is into the fourth round of the French Open, Michael. Do you like her chances?
I do, but I always do, and she's looking for that elusive record-breaking win. Baseball told owners it will strengthen punishments against pitchers who use foreign substances. Is that significant?
Wait, pitchers cheat? I never heard that one before. I don't think it's that big of a deal. James Madison softball. How about this? Upset number 1 Oklahoma yesterday. Will they beat number 5 Oklahoma State tonight?
They'd eliminate Mickey Mantle's entire state. That would be two huge upsets. Last one. U.S. men's soccer against Mexico Sunday. Who you got, Frank?
Good to see Pulisic back, McKinney, but I'm going with El Tri, especially in Denver. I think Mexico will win. We're out of time. Thanks for watching. I'm Frank Isola.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. Have a great weekend, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's SportsCenter.